The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, we're running, we are up. And we're running. We're up. We're up. We're running. I mean, the podcast is getting ready to go. We're up and we're getting ready to go. It's nonstop. We have.
Whoa, you got so angry in that one sentence.
It's nonstop.
You were like, it's we're up and running. It's nonstop.
It is. Life is nonstop.
Right. It's like for it's everybody.
Just, no, I fly in
everybody.
And I leave. We got a lot to talk about. We don't have a lot of time. We have a lot to talk about.
What do we have to talk about?
Oh, roasting and jokes and traveling. I want to thank Mike or Max or whatever his name is in Florida. He goes by two different names. Last week I was supposed to work at Captain Brian's in Fort Myers.
Do you know a Mike or a Max in Florida?
Yes.
Give him a nice thumbs up.
Give him a thumbs up.
You don't want to say Mike or Matt's last name?
I don't remember. And he texts me one
glasses
at the dollar store.
No, they've got like a interesting.
I like them. I buy all my glasses at the dollar store because they break and I lose them. They're only reading glasses.
No, I know. I like those ones are particularly interesting because they have sort of a cloth front or something.
They have ridges on the bottom too.
Yeah.
Mike or Max? I was supposed to wear Captain Brian's last week, and the club closed. And I had a ticket to Florida.
What do you mean? Like, at what point did you find out the club closed?
Like 2 weeks in advance.
But they called you up and they were like, who was there the last week?
The last week was Brent Erst, I'm pretty sure, did the last week.
He fucked it up.
No, he didn't fuck it up.
If you lost your sense of humor.
What?
You're like taking everything so literally. Come on, relax. Relax. Look at me.
All right.
You're safe. You're in a safe place. You don't need to be so angry.
I'm not
angry. Your job as a comedian See the humor in things.
All right, but I'm not a comedian right now. I'm doing a podcast.
What do you think? Oh, you are the one who says not everyone should do a podcast. So if you're just an average Joe right now,
no,
shut it down.
I'm a comedian doing a podcast.
Well, you should be a comedian then. Nobody wants to. The truth is, nobody really gives a shit about you or your problems or the fact that you're going on the road.
I'm going to tell.
But they want you to say these things and put a little funny spin on it.
Who is that? Also
clip your nose hairs. Oh God,
clip them with what?
You could buy a nose. You don't have a nose hair. Don't pull
I use
it out.
What? What? Ow!
Oh, brother. God, Rich. I can't look.
You know when
if it starts bleeding, Rich, please.
Ow! Oh my God, that's a clump of hair. There's a tear coming down my eye.
That is so horrifying.
Okay. So anyhow, the club closed.
The club closed because of Brent Ernst.
It originally was in.
I will say it one more time.
Yes, it closed because of him. But it didn't close because of him. Here's what happened.
Can you go to just take a pause? I'll handle the podcast for a minute and go to the bathroom and do whatever you got to do. I can't look at you doing that.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
No, you are doing it. It's disgusting, Rich. Go get a napkin.
I'm done. All my nose hairs are pulled. I'm ready to go.
Breathe in.
The club was in Marco Island. He moved it to Fort Myers because he's building a big club. I guess he had I guess he had a dispute with the owner over the lease or whatever. Anyhow, the club closed. I have a ticket to Florida.
Were you the next comedian booked in there?
I know. I think there was one more before me.
And what happened to them? Did they?
They got canceled.
They just didn't go.
Yeah,
But was he paid? Would he have paid you your flight or anything? You already had your flight booked?
I had my flight booked. So this other guy, I was supposed to do Wednesday night for this other guy. He had a comedy contest, and I was going to close that out and help, pick the winner for the comedy contest. Mm-hmm. So I did that first. I watched the
contest.
That
was always planned.
Yeah, Wednesday before.
Right.
I was going to go into Wednesday. I had to go in Wednesday before anyhow to do Thursday morning radio. So I got this thing at this casino. It was, all everywhere in fucking Florida is just nuts. In Fort Myers, there is all fucking old people. I mean, I'm telling, when I walked in, so anyhow, like six comics went on, and it's a contest, and I whatever, and then I had to go up and headline that, and it was a great, audience, but I've never seen so many old people that had that much fun, but then again, they had to watch.
When you say old people,
I'm talking my age and above.
Okay.
There was a lot of old people. And that's okay. They're people. They want to have a good time. And I'm not going to judge them because they're old. I'm going to do what I do. I toned it down, obviously, but it was in a casino and it was great. It was fun. Then they gave me a free room at the casino Wednesday through the Monday, but the casino was completely in the middle of nowhere. It's called Immokalee Casino. It was beautiful. The room would have been beautiful if it was close to anything. Because I set up a bunch of one-nighters. This guy, Mike or Max or whatever you want to go by, put together a bunch of one-nighters for me because he's the one that was producing the contest. And I said, look, if you want me to come and do your contest, I can't come down there for one night. And he strung together Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for me. Three other nights.
Mm-hmm.
I did some Irish pub on Thursday. It was loud and wild. It was like a loud alternative crazy room, but the best fish and chips on the planet. And I forget the name of all these places. Celtic something. That was Thursday night Celtic. Then Friday, I did some other room that was, I don't know. Saturday,
very
I got
good
pissed
detail.
Off.
That's Friday very good
night,
detail.
Friday night was somewhere in Fort
Myers. I don't know.
Well, listen, I got to tell you about Saturday.
You'd make quite a novelist, my friend.
Friday night was in it's called Terry something, Terry in Fort Myers. But Saturday, this is what pissed me off. I was doing this little room Saturday, the Naples Comedy Club.
Okay.
Seats like 50 people.
Okay.
you know, but it filled in, you know, I'm there, I'm going to do it. And actually, I like doing rooms like that. All the other nights were bigger rooms. Well, no, Thursday was a small.
Okay, let's cut that to the chase a little bit here.
Okay, so
we
Thursday,
don't need to know
Friday, Saturday.
The
Saturday.
Big, bigger, biggest of the rooms.
True. Saturday, they say, the guy says, you know, 8 o'clock show. I rush, I'm getting there. You know, everything is last minute. You're going when you're home. You're every minute counts when you're on the road. If you could take a 45-minute nap or an hour and 15-minute nap, an hour and 15-minute nap is a big difference. So 8 o'clock. So I get there at 10 to 8. I go, where is everybody? And this fucking guy that runs in, he's the host and some horrible comic. Oh, the show's at 8:30, but I'd like to see you.
Oh, no.
I'd like to see your face here. I go, really?
He likes to see your face.
I'd like to see
yourself.
You here. I'm not a fucking open micer. I could walk in.
But why would they even
minutes.
Do it to an open micer? If you didn't show up in time for your set, don't ever work there again.
Yeah, I could go on. I could show up 5 minutes before my
even the
show.
Shittiest job, they only make you come 15 minutes before.
Not you don't even have to come before if you work.
Well,
from
when
eight,
you work as a waitress, lots of times they make you come 15 minutes before your shift, which always irritated me. It's like,
well, anyhow, so I
because you had to get your like shit together.
I was fucking yelling at this guy. I go, you don't fucking, you know what a half an hour to me is? That's a workout. I could have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I could have,
but it
whatever.
Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant because that seems that
what
you're putting yourself in the same petty fucking bullshit as he
no,
is
I'm
by saying like I could have worked out and stuff like that.
I know I'm saying
who
a
cares
half an
what
hour.
You could have done with that half hour. That's not the point. The point is that you're a professional comedian. You show up for the time you go on, and that's and
wait,
then you leave.
That's your point. My point. You can't tell me what my points are. That would be your point. My point is a half an hour to me means a lot. That's my point. And the fact that I'm a fucking professional comic who's been doing it forever, who's reliable and responsible.
And my point.
And your point. So there's 2 points. Then Sunday.
This is a two-pronged.
Sunday, I did the Laugh-In Comedy Club in Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real comedy club.
Yes.
The guy was great. The show was great.
But what happened when you, did you tell the guy off? Well, I mean, we don't know the conclusion of the story.
I yelled at him. I said, look, you don't fucking tell me to come. You're lucky I'm even working here.
And what did he say?
He kind of smiled like uncomfortably and said, hey, you know, and he kind of.
And then
like,
did you say something on stage?
Yeah, I trashed him on stage. So one of the hosts, like the host there too,
uh-huh.
Some old guy that probably has been doing comedy.
Right. I love old people. I don't know what it is.
Maybe in his 50s.
Older people who start doing comedy late, and this is something you can now note, that start doing comedy after another career. They always hold the mic away from their face.
What can I tell you? He came up to me, the older guy, that and was telling me how to work the mic in the mic stand.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That you got to put it in a certain way. Or I fucking smashed him and the other guy. I go, I'm doing this. You're telling me how to. First of all, the room's 50 people. I don't even need a fucking mic. Mm-hmm. I could talk without a mic and they could all hear me. Okay. I could whisper and they would hear me. And I got some guy that sold copiers in a day is telling me how to, you know, or whatever he does.
Right. It's kind of charming in a way
that he's telling me how to fucking.
It's like
it's insane. You know,
it's like dealing with your grandfather.
Everybody's delusional. Like there's no.
Well, I'm telling you, clubs that don't use a certain kind of comedian, a certain brand of comedian that use like locals or comedians that don't have TV credits or whatever, they treat them like shit. And so that's the only way they know how to treat the people. So that guy who said come half hour early, he says that to every single comedian that ever walks through his door. He doesn't make it a difference that it's you, that it's like Rich Voss coming in. And the guy who's, he's never met any, he doesn't, he probably is so out of comedy that he doesn't even know who you are.
Oh, I know, it's crazy. Hey, Raina, get my phone from my room, please. Get my phone, please. No, it's in my room again, please. Very important. Then, I forgot to tell you this.
So, like so he did the mic stand, then what happened?
And then I just trashed both of them. It was hilarious.
Did the old guy get mad?
No, he.
One time you were at the Stress Factory open mic and you were on, and there was a guy in the back walking, pacing back and forth, and he's like, he kept going. Why does this guy get to do more than 3 minutes? It's clearly more than 3 minutes. What is the deal with this guy? And he gets, like, he didn't even process that you were doing better than everyone else at the open mic. Like, he wanted to be a stand-up, but he was older too. He wanted to be a stand-up, but he had no idea who comedians were. He'd never researched it, looked into it.
Hold on.
That's pretty funny.
I got to tell you another story too.
Oh, I can't wait.
This isn't going to come clear.
Oh, well.
But that's okay.
No, it's not. Who are you calling?
I'm calling the guy that booked me down there that got all this stuff.
You know you can get a thing for your computer that we could take phone calls.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, this is Rich Voss.
Hey.
You're on my phone, speakerphone, into my podcast. And,
oh, nice.
And I'm...
It's not nice.
And that's my...
Nobody
and that's
can
Bonnie
hear
McFarlane. And I'm... I'm thanking you, and I'm going by Mike or Max. I don't know what to go by.
You said Matt before.
I said Max.
Oh.
Max Mosquito.
What's that?
Max Mosquito is fine.
Max Mosquito?
Yes, sir.
Is Mosquito your real last name?
Yes.
Oh.
Not really, but yes.
Oh, that's your stage name, not your...
Yes, sir.
Okay, well... Well, okay, now what was the...
He's great at ad-libbing, though. You can tell.
What's the name of the Celtic... Where did I work Thursday night?
McKelty Gray up in Punta Gorda.
What's
McKelty Gray up in Punta Gorda.
Yes, and I'm giving them a shout-out for the best fish and chips on the planet. I already trashed the guy Saturday night that told me to be there a half an hour early, and the other guy had to use the mic stand...
I trashed him again today, so...
You talked to him on the phone?
No, he posted something. He's doing something for a woman's group today. He was asking what he should talk about. And I told him his small pecker and his ugly face, or his dumb face.
Okay.
You got him
there on Facebook. Well, anyhow, I wanted to thank you. I'll call you back later. And now I'm going to discuss about how the guest spot wanted to get paid. And I'll call you back. I'll call you later. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Bye. That was Max.
The thing about that Max or Mike should know is that
Mosquito.
When you're responding to someone on Facebook, you can actually take a little time and think about a good retort. You know, you don't have to just immediately type it out first
thing
you think.
So you're not going to read a magazine while I'm
all
doing
right.
It.
I was just reading a magazine for.
So Friday night, you got to hear this.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm doing a club, and he put on a new comic.
Yeah.
To do it.
Uh huh.
You don't get me mad when I'm mad already.
Right.
He put on a comic to do a guest spot, and then after the guest spot was mad, he didn't get paid. He's a new guy.
And what did you say?
Not me. It was he was saying that to the other guy.
What do you
to Max Mosquito.
What? A charger. I don't know where there's a charger.
What kind?
Look on my bed.
Go find one. You've had 10,000 of them.
They're on my bed or under your TV. Look there.
I looked over my TV.
Okay, go look on my bed. Bye.
Okay, so that was my trip to Florida. That took 15 minutes. All in all, I ended up, because of this guy Max helping me out, making decent money, almost covered my, you know, what I was going to make. And, you know, I had some fun. I sold CDs. Then I get home and
nice
we do...
wrap up.
We do this roast last night. You could talk about the roast first since I talked so much about this. You discussed the roast.
I don't know how I get roped into doing this shit. I mean...
What, the podcast or the roast?
All of it. All of it. The podcast, the roast, the radio show...
We have to get more money for radio. We have to. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got asked to do the roast, and the first time I got asked, I had another gig. I was so excited. I was like, "Oh, I can't do it!" Da, da, da. And then it got bumped or something, and then it got moved to another time. And I didn't have time when he asked me to think of another excuse to get out of it. So. But they said, he distinctly said, this is a roast for charity.
Yes, the roast was...
When he presented it to us to do this roast for Curtis and Kubi, he said it's for charity, so fine. I've never even heard Curtis and Kubi. I'd heard of them, but I didn't know anything. I still don't really know who's who, whatever. I'm not friends with them. It's like usually people who are friends with you roast you. you know. But since it was for charity, I did it. I'm good joke writer, whatever. But you have to spend time doing a roast. You have to write jokes on every single person on the dais. You can recycle a couple of jokes maybe from another roast, but it's hard because the people are very specific. And anyway, so the place was sold out.
There had to be 250 people and another senior tour. I mean, there was some old people.
There was like a lot of old white people.
But they're all Kuby and Curtis radio fans.
Right. So they only wanted to hear jokes about Curtis and Kuby. Like when you started telling jokes about other people on the dais, they were almost rude about it.
Yes.
They just kind of zoned out, didn't feel like listening. And they put on two of the producers.
A producer and someone who does the news.
Yeah.
The producer, Mike, and the girl, Maria, that does the news.
Yeah, and they killed it because it was gossip.
Mike.
It was inside information on Curtis and Kuby that everyone in the audience knew because they listened all the time to the show. We couldn't have possibly had that kind of insight.
Well, Mike killed it because he's like a comic. He really killed it more than the girl. But the girl,
she's a comic too.
Oh, she is.
She told me downstairs. She said to me downstairs, she was like, we were having some issues because we took Raina with us and your daughters, and then they both wanted to come upstairs, but we couldn't leave Raina downstairs by herself. And so you and I were discussing the plan while she came up to me. And was like, she saw that I was having this conversation with you. She kept interrupting me. So I was slightly irritated by her. And she's like, I am on the roast too. And I was like, I didn't know there was another girl on the roast. Like, I didn't write any jokes about her. And she's like, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just going to talk about Curtis and Kuby. I work with them. Whatever. And so I was like, and so you and I were still discussing. You didn't know that she kept interrupting because you were like standing farther in the green room. And then... you were talking to me and I kept trying to answer and she kept talking to me. And then she goes, oh, wait, are you guys like married or something? I was like, oh, way to do your research for the roast. But that was prior to me realizing like nobody who put the roast together or did the roast or came to see the roast thought there was going to be anything other than Curtis and Kuby jokes.
Well,
which I wish I had known because I would have just written Curtis and Kuby jokes. Like, why did I spend time working on what actually a roast is, which is... you roast everybody. And then the producer of the show went on before you.
Well, the
and
producer,
did like 10 minutes of...
Fucking Jeff Gurian was the producer. What's his name?
Jeff Gurian.
Gurian.
Comedy Matters.
Jeff Gurian.
He's a lovely, lovely fellow. We always are happy to see him around. But last night...
He... Like, I'm the host, the roast master. What do you call it? Yeah. The MC. So he said, I'm going to go up and say a few things before and bring you up. He went up and actually roasted those guys. What did he, I don't know
he
how
literally
much,
did every he sent us
topic.
Pages of information on them and then did a joke on every single thing he said us.
Yes.
It's like you're just crossing out jokes off your list.
Like I'm ready to go up and host this. I tell the audience, hey, this is a roast.
Normally,
not a toast. You know, I have jokes that I do for people that have never been to a roast before, what to expect. He does it not funny. Some of his jokes were funny, but there's certain things.
You're clearly
what?
A better comedian, but I mean, he wasn't like
of course.
It wasn't terrible what he did.
No, it wasn't terrible, but let me know as, you know, what he did was okay, but he stepped on subjects.
He shouldn't have done that. He should have said, hey, thanks for coming down to the Curtis and Kuby roast. Maybe said one or two things about Curtis and Kuby, and then please welcome your roast master.
Yeah,
Rich
that's
Foss.
How they do
he
it.
He did pages and pages of jokes.
Yes, I was fucking furious. And he didn't say he was on the roast for
other
comics.
He never
comics.
Put his name ever on the list of comics that were on the roast, so nobody wrote jokes about him because... I didn't even know he'd be on the dais. I did not assume.
No.
When is the producer on the dais?
No. Did he sit up there too?
He sat up there the entire time. But he left his name specifically off the list that he sent to everyone of who was on the roast.
Yeah.
Of who to write jokes for. Because he didn't want anyone to make fun of him. But he wanted to get some glory out of it. That's why he did 4 or 5 pages of jokes before he brought you up.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, he's the producer. The fucking stage was packed. Okay. If you're the producer, you don't fucking sit up there. What are you sitting up there? It started late. It was supposed to be for a charity. I said, and I asked Kubi, I go, what?
Right away you said, what charity is it for? Because you were going to try to make a joke or something about it, and they nobody knew what the charity was. It was like a shock to everyone that this was for a charity. It's never been mentioned.
There was 250 fucking people that paid probably 25 apiece. I need to know what fucking charity is getting money.
Because if because it says not for a charity, somebody is doing something disgusting.
Yes.
Whether it's Jeff Gurian to get the people there, or it's not, Curtis and Kubi.
I don't think it would be Curtis and Kubi. I think they were, they're not going to, why would they do that?
Why would they have a roast for themselves if not, that's a weird thing to do, is to have a roast for yourself and not pay the comedians and, like, for what purpose?
It's got to go to charity.
It's got to go to charity.
Okay.
There's no other reason. Nobody would do that.
Okay.
But all we're asking is we just want to know what the charity is, and nobody can tell us.
Well,
nobody
they have to find out. And how much is going to that charity? I want to know what was taken in at the door. What's going to the charity?
So you were told you're going to get a stipend.
Yeah, like $100.
Minimal amount of money just to pay for parking and stuff. $100. And when you went to go get paid, they should have given you the money right away. Thank you so much.
A lousy $100 for parking.
A lousy $100.
I mean, let me to do this roast for me to host this roast. I would ask for probably $2,000 or $3,000 easily.
Right. No. No. Of course. So,
if it wasn't for charity.
If it wasn't for charity. And, and then they acted like you were being an asshole for. Jeff Gurian should have had the money right there, ready. That's what a producer does. Thank you so much. Here it is.
But he twisted everything.
But
he
twisted it into like, oh, I thought you were going to ask for the money yourself from the owner of the club.
Yes.
Why would I go now beg for money from the owner of the club when you said to me, this is a roast for charity. You'll be getting $100. Will you do it? Well, normally I wouldn't do something like this, but for charity. And we asked him even.
I've asked him before what charity.
Yes, we asked him 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago what the charity was, and he never told us. He said, I'll find out, and he never told us.
Okay, I will do more investigation in this, believe you me. And I hope.
And because they ask us to tweet about it. They're constantly asking us to like get people in the door, tweet about it,
I'm not bringing my fans in there. The whole place was Curtis and Kubi
fans.
It's
like, how much more do you want from me? You're just like fucking squeezing a sponge. It's like, I can't. I'm writing all these fucking jokes. I'm not getting anything out of it. You didn't say our name on the radio, which you believe that they did, but guess what? The one time we fucking listened, they just said, it's the Curtis and Kubi roast produced by Jeff Gurian, and our names weren't mentioned. It's like, why do you think we're doing it? Like, this is the thing. The other day I got an email from this guy like, hey, you know, can you come do this show at Caroline's? And I go, what are the details? Which when you email someone, what are the details? To me, that's how you say how much do you get paid. I don't give a shit about if it was ever mentioned in fucking Time Out magazine or who the other seven people that you think are stars that did your show, whatever. I just want to know what time and what I have to be there and how much money. And so they always do this. They send you this fucking long list of like marketing bullshit about the show, how long it's been running, whatever. I write him back, how much money? That's all I write back after this long email of shit. He goes, well, actually, we don't pay people. They generally do it for exposure.
What kind of exposure?
He goes, is that a deal breaker for you? Which pissed me the fuck off. Is that a deal breaker? Like, oh, like I'm being so, it's like a guy wearing black socks on a date, you know? I'm just so crazy.
Well, of course you wear
I'm
black
so
socks.
Sensitive to things that I want to get paid.
Wait, wouldn't you say white socks on a date? You
black
would wear
socks.
Black socks on
I don't
a date.
Know. I was, whatever.
I mean,
black socks with sneakers. Okay, I'll make it more specific.
Okay.
But,
who looks? Okay, go ahead.
Are you now like you're gonna find fault with my analogy?
Yeah, I mean it's
whatever. I was trying to think of something fast. It's like,
go ahead.
It's like, he has an earring. Is that a deal breaker?
Uh-huh.
Is that better?
Uh-huh.
He's got a nose ring. Is that a deal breaker? Yes. He's 5'4" and a half. Is that a deal breaker?
Uh-huh.
I get to do more.
Well, go. You know, but first of all, just because you work for Time Out New York doesn't mean we're going to work for
Stop,
you.
I wasn't going to say that's the guy.
Yeah, Time Out New York. That's the guy.
He. Yeah. That's
you had no
the
problem
show.
Saying Jeffrey Gurian.
No, I didn't say Jeffrey Gurian either. You did. I said the producer, and you were like, "It's Jeffrey Gurian."
No.
Yes, I never said his name. I kept saying the producer.
Well, it doesn't matter. These are the people we're dealing with that think they can. Oh, I'm not saying Jeffrey Gurian's doing anything shady. I didn't say that. And I'm not saying the guy from Time Out New York is
doing. I'm
saying
if he doesn't find out who the charity is, then he is doing something shady.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's what
a
producer
exactly
does.
What I'm fucking saying.
The producer's job is to find
I'm saying,
out.
If you tell me you're doing it for a charity, that I'm doing this for a good charity, you should know what that good charity is. What if we find out it's like the NRA? Or something.
I don't care.
Dang it.
It wouldn't be NRA if it was.
So anyway, he goes, is that a deal breaker for you? Which fucking pissed me off. Like getting paid doesn't fall into the category of, you know, a deal breaker.
Is he a comic, the guy from Time Out New York?
No. He's a writer for Time. He's the editor in chief at Time Out New York. So I wrote him back. I go, yeah, just it is a deal breaker in the same way that you not going to work or not getting paid at work would be a deal breaker for you.
You didn't write that back to him.
I did write that back to him. And then I even said, I go, look, there is a union, a comedy union, that specifies that comedians get paid a certain amount. And because in all the clubs, they really are supposed to pay a certain amount of money. And it's very minimal. It's not a lot. But you have to pay the minimum if you're in a club doing a show. And I even wrote this in the email that Caroline's, where the show is going to be taking place, it's not like they're letting people in for free. People are paying $25 plus a 2-drink minimum to get in the door.
Minimum there.
Yeah, and so now you're not going to pay your fucking comedians.
Wait, but who's host? Who's spot? Time Out New York. The editor is sponsoring.
It's like the
what's the theme of the show?
I don't know. It's probably like Breakout Stars of Tomorrow. I don't know.
From Time Out New York or something.
Yeah.
I have nothing. Their magazine is great. They always. Publicized
but
comedy.
But I just don't like this.
But don't
this is
act,
an example of something that happens all the time in our business where people want you to do stuff for free.
Look how pretty you are. Come here, give me a kiss.
Ugh, come on.
No,
Rich.
I want to give her a kiss. Look how pretty.
Okay.
You are the best.
Anyway, it's annoying. And this isn't just comedians. This is all artists constantly get asked to do shit for free on the, like I know actual animators and artists and stuff, they get asked to do.
We always pay people
Even, I mean,
for
we
bullshit.
Don't have a lot of money, but yeah, I mean, for the documentary we didn't pay for our interviews.
No, of course not, but we paid animators and fucking
we paid
graphics,
all the people that did
that, you know. I mean, I've done documentaries where I don't get paid to do documentary, but the other stuff, what it is enough with your free shows.
But
free
they think
everything.
Like they keep saying like, oh, for exposure. It's like,
I want exposure. I'll walk into, you know, whatever.
But
I don't want to say anything.
It's such a bullshit thing, and I want to like say to other comedians, like, don't, you have to stop doing shit for free because it's ruining it
for me,
for everyone else. It's ruining it for people who deserve to get paid. And I get that, like, you want to get stage time when you're starting out, and there are certain shows that are exceptions, you know,
open mics
or but even like it, you know, there's a free show at in Brooklyn that's a huge big show. The audience gets in for free and they still pay you, you know, because I guess the bar gets money for drinks or something.
Well,
you still get your minimum amount that the union says.
Well, also too, it's just the same. Audiences shouldn't get in for free. Anyway.
I agree with that too. They should have to pay a certain
something.
Like $2
fucking
at least.
Anything
$5. Yeah.
For fucking free?
Because when it's free, it's like
it's so degrading that
what I do can just be witnessed.
Come watch us, you know, please.
Well, the show has a problem because of it. It's like people are like,
they come
it's
in
packed
fucking
and
loud.
They're like, there's nothing at stake for them.
Yeah, they don't
come
pay
and
any
go,
money. I'm sick of it. It's all bullshit. But, you know, and I'm not trashing the paper time. I'm not trashing. I'm trashing the fact that you're, you know, pay I guarantee whoever's doing the printing for your paper is getting paid. I guarantee.
I bet the guy who's doing the he doesn't go into work without getting paid.
Yeah, everybody
gets paid. But they're so like they minimize
they
what
think
you
comedy
do.
Comedy is like, ooh, you get to come on and get fucking exposure, really? Because there's going to be so many fucking TV executives and you know agents and managers and all kinds of people at that show, I guarantee. What kind of fucking exposure for 20, 30 people that they fucking, you know, dragged in off the street? Please stop. Pay the fucking people. That's it. Everybody, quit doing free shit unless it's a fundraiser. And when you do a fundraiser, try to find out where the fucking money's going.
But also,
that's all
even
I'm saying.
If you do, like a lot of times we do fundraisers, there's a budget to pay for the show. I mean, sometimes if you're raising money for a charity, the venue has to come out of the cost of the venue comes out. I mean, they have a budget to put on the show and then whatever they make on top of it. And sometimes comedians, like I've done this before where I'm getting paid for a benefit and I just roll my money over into the charity.
Uh-huh.
You know, sort of give it back right back, but sometimes you just want to, I just want to, like, if I'm going to do something for free, I don't mind, but I don't want to have to pay to do it, you know? I don't want to have to, like, pay for my parking, my babysitter and everything, and then...
It costs me, every time I leave this house, it costs a fortune.
We're just complaining, like, we're just having a private complaining conversation on a podcast. I thought of another name for our podcast.
What's another name?
The Complaint Department.
Oh, that'd be a good TV show. I'll tell you the TV show idea.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I have another one. I can't do it on. I'm not going to do it on the podcast. Somebody will steal it.
Oh, I thought you meant you just thought of one just now.
No.
The Complaint Department. You're like, here's how it goes.
No, yeah.
Remember your movie idea?
Oh, yeah.
When are you going to do that?
I don't know. When we get some...
come nobody's contacted...
They said the 30th episode I badmouthed somebody. But I don't think I did.
Well, they didn't put who it was.
And if it was, I'm trying to think back. You're wrong.
Unless you're presented, I guess, with the evidence.
See, no one came up with anything. I told you, I don't do that.
But it's not that no one came up with anything. Who's going to go back into the files and try to find it?
Are you kidding me?
150.
Are you kidding me? Someone would love to listen to 160 episodes again of our stuff.
You're insane. It's like guys have such a bizarre like self-worth. Like how come? Or maybe it's just you think everything you do is better than everything everybody else does.
Oh, I don't. What are you talking about?
Because I know you. If you were listening to a podcast that was a little bit boring, you'd be like, this is crap. This is boring. But whenever we finish a podcast, you're like, that was a good podcast. Because you're on it and
one.
You think
no,
you're better than...
I know a bad one. And if I listened to it, I wouldn't say this is crap. I wouldn't make my opinion from one podcast. I don't do that.
Can
There's
you
nothing
stop
on my
picking
finger.
Your nose? It's so disgusting. And there is. I can literally see the ball on your finger.
No,
you disgusting
can't see
kid.
Anything on my
I
finger.
I did. You just.
You're lying.
It on the floor.
You're
it's
lying.
It's right there. It's
not
right there. Gross. Rich.
What do you got, bionic eyes? That was smaller than a tick. You drop him in my car all the time.
Okay, if we're doing a podcast in the car and I'm fucking dropping boogers in the car, by all means, bring it up.
Oh, well, how about when I just went and vacuumed my car today and you could hear the vacuum sucking up.
No.
All boogers going. It sounded like...
This is a good podcast.
It sounded
you think
like...
anybody sitting around right now? No, this is gold.
It sounded like
this
a bunch
is
of...
fucking gold.
Your hardened boogers sound like a bunch of BBs going up the vacuum.
Shut up. You're such an asshole.
I'm an ass?
Yes. I haven't picked my nose in your car in like 2 years. Truth.
You're out of your mind. All right, so we got about 5 more minutes. These things are cutting down... Where, you know, we used to do like an hour off, like, boom, no problem. Now we're at like 36 minutes right now, and I'm going, what else am I going to talk about? I mean, I'm in San Antonio.
Yeah, but
this
nobody
week.
Cares about that. That's the thing you think. Oh, everybody wants to know exactly where I'm going to be, where I've been.
No.
It's Showbiz Talk with Rich Voss. I'm fantastic.
this is what I do. This is what I ate. I had I ate an entire piece of pie. Normally, I don't do that late at night.
I ate a whole pie.
You say shit like that. You talk about. I had two fish tacos. They were delicious.
That's what I say to you.
This is this. What did you say? This has the best what on the that phone call?
What? Oh, best fish and chips.
Yeah. Oh,
Celtic. If I'm saying
Celtic fish is the best fish and chips, folks. I put vinegar on them.
Tons of vinegar.
I felt like a Canadian. I tell you, I could have sat there and ate fish and chips all night. I licked the plate clean. Do you think people are really like, wow, this is...
No, but there's people that go, well, if we're in that area, we
know
where we're
not. They're not in the area. They don't give a shit. Please turn off your phone. No.
It's Ellen. It might be... Hello?
Oh,
this is my daughter. Are you coming over?
This is why I don't like doing the podcast.
At 4:30.
Jessica's coming over at 4:30. It's fine.
Wait, wait, say it again. Well, it's 4:15. Where is it? Where are you?
Who is that, Jessica?
Ellen.
Well, Jessica's coming.
I'll call
at
you. I'll call you back in like 5 minutes. I'll call you in 5 minutes.
I texted Jessica
I'll call
today
you in 5 minutes.
Said,
I'll call you in 5 minutes.
Oh my god.
No, I know. I'll call you in 5 minutes. Bye. No, Ellen was supposed to come over and say goodbye. She's leaving Thursday for Houston to move, and I wanted to see my daughter before
well, tell
she
her to come tomorrow. Oh,
I'm leaving.
Why is it now? Why is it?
It's not. Oh. That's you. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I wanted to see my daughter before she moves
okay,
away.
Okay, I get that. I'm sorry. I got it mixed up. I thought it was like about the babysitter.
Well, that's what you do. You don't think before you...
Yeah, but I fucking wouldn't take the phone call on
well,
the...
Well, I knew it was Ellen. I knew there was going to be a problem, and I want to see my daughter before she moves out of state. That's all. If it was Jessica, I wouldn't
this
have
this is the problem
it.
With arguing with you. I get that, all that stuff. But that stuff could happen 7 minutes from now.
No, because we're leaving at 4:30. We only got 45 minutes.
No, you calling her back, having that conversation, understanding what went on, could happen in 7 minutes. Okay, and anytime my phone rings from now on, I'm going to just have the phone call on the podcast. I don't care if it's my friend, my mom, a fucking dentist. I'm going to take the phone call. Okay.
Okay.
No, it's not okay.
You just said you were gonna do it. I said okay.
No, because you know that it's not. You would yell at me.
I wouldn't yell at you.
Okay,
I
forget it. Okay. Okay, good. You're always right.
I'm not right. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. You're finding a way to get mad for no reason.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't. You, Raina, bring my phone. I mean, really. Like you're like, oh, we have the best podcast ever. No, we don't. We have the worst. This is by far the worst thing ever to go out into the airwaves. And I'm the one who has to fucking carry the burden of that. Okay, because you clearly don't care.
Are you kidding?
You clearly don't care.
Because during a podcast that's done in a home, listen, when you listen to radio, you never hear the host yell to the producer, hey, go do this or go do that. It's the same thing. We're doing it in our home, so you're, hey, Raina, get me my phone. That's not
come here, give me a kiss. It's disgusting. It's like, I wanna, it's weirdly it, gross. I know.
But that's the kind of stuff that happens in a home. This is in a home. We're not in a studio. That's what you don't get. This is our
really?
Home podcast, not the
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I have to fucking sit in between these fucking walls all day, every day. I get it.
Okay. So, like, when you listen to radio, you don't think they're yelling to the producer?
First of all, I don't generally listen to radio.
Well, what kind
I listen
of argument
other,
is that?
I listen to other podcasts.
Oh, you don't listen to NPR? I put it into my car for you.
For me?
For you, yeah.
No, listen, I got it on my phone. I'm good. I listen to podcasts all the time. Mm-hmm. None of them yell out to their kid or give me a kiss or take a phone call from their other kid. In the
none
of
them
pocket.
Ever.
Not a one. Not one.
Because
and you know what else they know how to do?
What?
And I guarantee this is going to shock the shit out of you.
What?
They know how to pause.
Yeah. So do I.
They edit. Some of them edit. They edit the fucking podcast.
We don't
just
edit.
Put the good shit in.
Why would we edit? Who edits?
Yeah. Why would we?
Oh, really? You're going to
start? Who edits? Everyone.
No, they don't.
They all do.
Are you crazy? Podcast?
You've never listened to another podcast.
I did, too. I heard Mark Maron once.
He edits.
He doesn't edit.
He does edit.
If the podcast went long, he might cut it down.
Well, what do you think that is?
Cutting it down. He's not taking bits out, pieces in, and edit. No, people don't edit podcasts.
Saying, listen to me. They do edit podcasts. And I'm not saying they do it on every single podcast, although I bet you they do. But, and I'm not saying.
Oh, you think they do on every podcast? You want me to tell you who edits podcasts? People that do podcasts for a living, maybe.
Marina edits her podcast. Yes.
Well,
Bobby Kelly edits
no, he doesn't.
His podcast.
No, he doesn't. You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what another thing is?
What?
People don't fucking call people on their phones and let it just speakerphone like, okay, great. Thank you for saying that. Because let me ask you another question.
You know what's funny?
Thank you.
You know what's funny? You go, well, there's things that you could plug into your computer to take calls. Do you remember you said that?
Yeah.
Have you done any research on how to get those things? Or
yeah,
where to get them?
I did.
You
and
did?
You want me to order it? I'll order it tomorrow.
No, because we won't know how to work it.
I will.
No.
Come on. You do the board. You're the board op because for whatever reason, it gives you some control. You like doing it. But believe me, if I did it, I wouldn't have that piece of paper right there after 150 times to tell me exactly how to save it. Okay, I would know at this point how to fucking put the podcast on.
I keep it there as
a what, safety net?
Yes. Because I didn't even know you noticed that paper.
87 times out of the 150 that you've done it, you've had to call our guy.
No.
To be like, I don't know why it didn't go through.
That's not true. Dropbox got filled. Dropbox got filled and no one knows how to empty the Dropbox.
You gotta order more. That's the whole point of Dropbox. They want you to
order more, but how?
Yeah, order more. You haven't paid 1 cent into Dropbox.
Well, then
now they want you to pay.
Why can't I delete some stuff and go back to square one?
Well, I don't know. Call Dropbox.
Well, you seem like you know everything.
I think you can't do it because they want you to pay for it.
I think you act like you know everything. You know about other podcasts and editing.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would fucking look up a YouTube video and tell you exactly what to do.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah.
To clear your podcast? And how do you know it's not the truth? How do you know that won't just destroy your computer? You don't know that.
You know why, Rich?
Why?
At some point you got to trust in life a little bit.
Oh, just some YouTube video? That's what you're going to go by? That's your trust
okay,
in life?
Whatever. I would look and see how many people watched it.
How about this little thing you put into the computer to take phone calls? You think you're going to just be able to plug something in and take phone calls? You think it's going to work that easy?
Yeah.
You really do?
Mm-hmm.
No, you do.
It's probably something you download.
And how are you going to take phone? Okay.
Oh, Rich. Go ahead and keep asking questions. If you want me to look it up, I'll look it up and I'll let you know.
Whoa. Well,
who's that?
It's Ellen.
Stop the call. You told her you'd call her back in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, you'll call her back.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
We're going to wrap this up, folks, so I can call my daughter back, who's moving away from
Somebody
me.
Save me.
She's moving.
Somebody save me.
She's
I can't
moving.
Do it anymore.
She's moving with her boyfriend to Texas. And it's gonna, she's leaving me. All her bags are packed. She's ready to go.
She's lucky, one lucky girl.
She quit her job in New York. She's moving in with her boyfriend to Texas. What's the over under and how long she'll be back?
7 months.
7 months?
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. Hope things work out. He's a nice kid. Nice guy. Nice young man. Who's got a plan.
He's a very nice young man. It's
yes.
Not him. He's the one who's going to get his heart broken.
Why? My daughter's an ass, you're saying?
No, but I'm just saying she's got bigger aspirations.
All right, listen, we got to wrap it up. This week, I'm at in San Antonio at Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. And next weekend, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State, which is one of the best comedy clubs I heard in the country. Comedy on State. Not this weekend, the following weekend, this weekend, Laugh Out Loud Comedy San Antonio. Bonnie's got a million things going on, a million. She's doing Man on the Street. She's going to guest host a TV show. She is on fire, folks. Her book is done. She's doing well. She's happy.
I don't want anyone to read my book.
She don't want anybody to read it, and I think that dream will come true. She, that book's going to be a bestseller.
I was thinking today when I angrily left the house.
What?
You don't know I angrily left, because I was like so sick of you, like about the roast jokes. And then I was thinking, like, oh my God, I wrote every single day for 2 years, and you didn't even listen to one line of the book. And yet every roast joke you write for the Bieber roast, you're like, well, what about this? Is this funny? Write me 4 jokes. It's like I have to go over. It's like it's all consuming. When you have something to write, it becomes all like the whole family. Raina wrote a couple of roast jokes for you. It's like
Raina wrote
it becomes
roast
like
joke.
All consuming.
Did she really make that one up?
Yes, she really did.
That's so funny. 7-year-old.
Well, what's the joke? You should tell the people now.
That our 7-year-old wrote for the Bieber roast.
Well, what's the joke? She wrote it on your computer, didn't she?
Yeah. Something about, you want me to have her come down and tell it?
No.
Why?
Because one thing I can't stand.
People love Raina.
I don't give a shit. It's not that part. It's this part. Raina! Get down here!
What?
Come in. Then you got to like for 87 times be like, just read it. Just say it. What is it? Just tell us. Just come on. Just do it. I'll give you a prize. I'll give you a present. I'll do it. You'll go to your room if you don't do it. Please just do it. Just do it. It's like, ugh.
Hey,
that's
Raina.
The part.
Raina.
It's like, have you ever had anyone put their kid on the phone with you? It's the most annoying thing in the world.
But not on a podcast. Raina has fans. If she had,
oh,
a, I
that is gross.
What? That our 7-year-old has fans?
Gross.
Well, no, Miley Cyrus, all these young child stars have fans. What's gross about it? I'm not saying you took it to a creepy place. I'm not being creepy. I said people like hearing her. They think she's funny.
I think she's funny.
Raina.
But it's this part. I'm telling you. It's
wait.
The worst. I can't.
Don't leave. We'll wrap it up. You know, we're at Raina.
Oh, my God. Help me.
Come here. Come here.
I'm gonna
we need you badly.
I think I might have to turn to religion. I gotta turn to something. Something's gotta, like, I can't.
You don't even,
I can't just look out into the nothingness anymore. There's no one out there to help you.
Yeah, if you have a God in your life.
Yeah, like maybe I'll be able to handle this.
Raina, I can't yell anymore. Come here. No, this is important. It's real important. It's real important. She has a sewing kit, and now every little hole in her stuffed animals, she wants to sew every one.
So what? Let her do it.
We forgot, because we have this computer going. The joke you wrote for the Bieber roast. What? Because I can't go to it. Why this?
So
can you tell me what it is, and then I'll repeat. Come here. Come here, so I can't hear you. Come here. You could tell the Bieber joke that you wrote for the roast. In the mic. It's no big deal. No one's here to beat you up.
You are.
And do it nice and do it real, like you just talking. How is it that you wrote?
Did you know that the national Canadian animal is Justin Bieber?
Is it?
Yep.
Because the national Canadian animal is a beaver?
Yes.
And it's, what is it? Justin
Bieber.
Wow.
Good roast joke.
Go to mommy, because you pooped your pants.
No, I didn't.
You smell her. I think she pooped her pants. I'm talking about you. Listen, folks.
Well, that's the kind of jokes that you need for the Bieber roast.
My 7-year-old.
Time to change his diaper.
Well, folks, Bonnie, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
What?
I just want to snuff my own life out. I just want to plug up all my fucking holes and die.
What kind of thing is that to say? I should have Ellen.
Because you know why? Honestly, it's like no matter what I tell you or what I do or how many discussions we have about things, you just, it's like you're walking around, your like frontal lobe is concrete. You just.
Do you know what I got on my mind?
I don't give a shit. Think before you fucking speak. Let's go. Let's wrap it up.
What do you have to plug? I'm asking.
Nothing.
You.
I'm about like fucking follow me on Twitter. That's what I say all the time.
But where you at this weekend?
I'm at the Stand Up New York, but I don't, who cares? You really think like what? People are coming to see
you? Yes, that girl came to see you. The one who tweets us.
I don't give it
what's
shit.
Her name with the blonde hair that is our big fan.
Goodbye. Thank
Wait,
you
hold
for
on.
Listening.
I can't
be angry all my whole life. Please.
You know what
I
mean?
I used to have fun. I used to have joy in my life.
Who's the girl with the blonde hair? She changed her Twitter picture to her in a bikini now top. She came and met you and took a picture with you.
I don't know these people's fucking names.
She's our biggest fan on Twitter.
I don't care. For what purpose would you like to bring this up?
Who came up to you and you were mean to them? Like they go, I'd like to meet you. And they go, oh, I didn't think it was going to end up like that or something.
Somebody on Facebook.
And what happened?
He came over and he was like, hey, I'm, you know, I know you on Facebook or whatever. And I was like, oh, I shook his hand. It's the Stand.
Uh-huh.
And then he Facebook messaged me. He was like, it was marginally nice meeting you. Or something like that. Well, sorry. What was I supposed to do? Get up and hug him?
I think Christy. Is that her name? The blonde?
I don't know. Fucking know.
You meet these people. Goodbye. Are you really going to throw the mic over that? You know what? You should go to anger management. That's where you should go. Anger.
Rich.
What? All right. Listen, anyhow, folks. Like I said, this week, Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio. Next week, Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. Pair.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.